views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show. If you're a new listener, I welcome you with open arms to our listening family. It's been interesting this week. It has been interesting in the last few weeks with energy, and I've been getting a lot of, you know, emails and questions, and, you know, people are like, what do I do with this? And it's an interesting time. So we've taken a couple of shows to help you through this, and it's still happening, and it's an interesting week. We have the full moon coming, and then we have that blood moon total lunar eclipse on Saturday. And if you always feel the moon, yes, you're going to feel this one too, but it's nothing to be scary. Okay. There's a lot of gloom and doom that comes around it sometimes. And honestly, that's a choice to focus on that. And there's a big movement right now. And I have been in awe of so much of the information that I've been getting. And yesterday I had a stacked calendar. I mean, I have a busy day every day with as much as I'm doing, but I had the most interesting day, and it was a perfect example of what will help us through staying grounded, staying through this without feeling like it shattered us all over the place. And today I want to focus on grounded spiritual connections, because yes, you're going to feel the connections more, but when you're grounded and you do it, it's going to be a clear connection. You're going to come through that feeling like you had received so much out of it, and you'll want to give just as much back. That's the way you want to experience a spiritual connection. And sometimes when we get into these energies that feel so high, and like I said, higher frequency, they're higher frequency, but it doesn't mean go faster and try to rush. And I have reiterated that a few times in a couple of different shows. And it's a very important point, because when you feel that push, that higher frequency, and you feel that sensation to go faster, you actually want to slow it down a little bit. That's just our physical response to that, because we're so used to that feeling of a nudge to go just push harder. It's the way our minds are set. Well, we're in a process of reframing, redesigning how we approach things, recreating a new path, a new response, a new way of everything. So you'll feel a little bumpy with it here and there, but it doesn't have to be this horrific, you know, crazy experience. I have been, and I've been testing it out. I mean, I got this side of me, yes, that's very scientific. People that know me well, they say, you know, you should have been that if you weren't doing what you're doing. And yeah, because I'm very much, I want to see a result of something. I'm very proactive in that. I'm very metaphysical and very spiritually connected, and I'm trusting that. But they always show me ways to practice what they're bringing into my life, and then I share it. I share whatever I'm finding works, and it may or may not work for some, but and then it will. So it's not worrying about, does this work for you or not? This is about me being generous with things that bring joy and health, happiness, in a hope that something out there is going to help you find the same. And that is truly what I mean, coming from my heart. Now, spiritually grounded is exactly what it means. It means you stay here and you stay in the present. You are not detaching mentally and your focus getting scattered everywhere. And, you know, if you're feeling like that, there's ways that you can bring it back into focus. The energy coming with the moon is going to accelerate, or it's going to put kind of a spotlight on whatever emotion you might need to work with. And when I mean emotion, I mean which one, you know, just gets the best of you, or which one could you, you know, heal? Which one is your reaction to something? Everybody has a different thing with that, but it's going to flare that a little bit so you can see it. So when it flares it, it's like, oh no, it's doing all these horrible things to me. No, that's not the approach you want to take. If you really want to heal and become empowered with this, this energy gives us opportunity for some tremendous transformation where we can really accelerate and move to where we want to be in that life that we want. And just thinking about it that way, giving it that approach, now you have a completely different experience. Instead of all the fear and worry about what might happen in 5 minutes from now or tomorrow, or I don't know if I can, you know, be okay, you need to come back to right now. Come back to right now. Come back to the moment you're in right now. And it's a practicing that we've talked about that with spirituality for several years now, about being present, not living in the past, living in the future. Now we're really seeing some activity now where, oh, okay, I see why we needed to work on that. And that's where we are. This energy will bring out what you need to heal, because it's time to just put this one away. I want to share with you that you can take and embrace all the things going on for a positive. If you know, there, I'm not saying everybody is going to do this. I mean, there's going to be flares here and there on all kinds of fronts where, you know, somebody's not going to be working with this so positively. That doesn't mean it has to affect you. You have to take the reins here and decide, I am going to be happy. I am not going to live in fear. I am not going to live in this. I'm not going to be worrying about whether I got the job or not. I'm going to really focus on being happy regardless. And that is one of the biggest keys I'm finding. It's being happy regardless of your situation or experience. And they can get challenging, I know. Oh, wow, they can get challenging. Wow, can they get challenging? Because you can find that you really want it to work out a certain way in a situation that you're in. And maybe it's not going to. Maybe that's not for the best for you. But are you still trying to force that, you know, square peg into the round hole kind of thing? I mean, are you still trying to force it to be a certain way? These are things that we want to address and look at, and it won't really let you avoid the fog or the focus issues, you know, that I know maybe some of you are feeling. Take a deep breath and just come back and just be with your breath that comes into your body, and know that I am here. I am fine right in this moment. And I'm just letting all these thoughts kind of take hold. And you're taking this moment to just catch your breath and slow it down. That will help so much. We are talking about grounded spiritual connections. And I had quite a few angel messages come in yesterday that I'll be sharing. And I want to help you find your way for the best with this energy. So we're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the grounded spiritual connections that we can make and how much more clarity that can bring to us when we are grounded in our spirituality. It's very easy when you start to feel those higher frequencies to just float out there. And that's really not going to help you. You feel like, but it's an escape from this place and all the stuff going on. That's not really the goal. The goal is to be here in the present, not avoid it, but to bring your spirituality and let it flow through into your life and it, let it become part of your experience here. That's the goal. That's a big one. Now, yesterday, while I was busy trying to get posts out and do things that I was doing yesterday, it got really very interesting. I've been feeling the moon. I've been feeling all of this for the last few weeks, but that's what happens with me. I feel energy very easily and I can feel the slightest little differences in it. Well, it was almost like the moon was, you know, following me around when Emmy and I were walking around, because we take these walks along the water and every morning, and it was the strangest thing. It was almost like it was right behind me. And that I knew I was feeling that energy, that nudge, that it was almost like a pressure. I was like, okay, I'm feeling that. I come back and I had my whole list of to-dos yesterday, and some of it was getting the posts out in my newsletter for the show listings today. And all of a sudden I completely get interrupted with messages. And I love this when angels come to me that way, very unexpected. It's just so clear. You're not trying to hear them. I think it's the best way when they do that. You know, it's so spot on and real deal. They just started firing it away. They said, you need to put this out there right now. And it was just like no hesitation. So I popped it out there on my Facebook page. It was the fastest thing I could do. And it was just simple and to the point. And that first one they came up with was this. And this was about what we're going to be dealing with this energy. If you find that it's pulling or nagging at you and you feel like it's getting difficult, it's probably something to release, okay, if you're trying to hold it. But what they said was, instead of trying to be perfect at everything you do, instead of trying to be perfect or trying to be correct or the one that's always right or the winner of every single argument you ever get in, if you get in those, and who doesn't, right? But are you really, really getting anywhere if you just push to win? And they said, instead of trying to always be the perfect, correct winner, choose to be happy and then free your heart. It'll free your heart. This energy has a very strong pull, taking us through this interesting experience to freedom, to be free. And that freedom is, we will find ways to release and let go of these attachments of energy that we have to different situations, to life, to things that are happening all around us where they're affecting us. And just think, if, you know, someone, or just as an example, someone across the road from you just does something that really annoys you. Well, you're attached to it, right? And just think, if you could walk right by and it not affect your happiness and not affect your state of mind, even if they stay the way they are, that's a big deal. The more of us that do that, that starts to shift the tables. This is bringing the light through. And if you are in your happy vibe, if you are in your positive mindset, you are resonating at the higher frequency, which will feel much smoother and coincide with all the energies that are flowing through right now. Very much about the energy of everything. So you will hear the word energy a lot on my show, because that is what I'm about. Energy behind everything. The energy behind whatever is going on is what will help manifest what you feel in the physical world. So happiness, obviously, is the vibe you want, right? It's also a very healing vibe, very healing, all the way to the physical level. But what about your state of mind? Your state of mind, that is so important. And that's where we create new directions in our life. That's where we create how we are going to experience that day, in that moment. So that state of mind is very important to address. Now, they were saying, just instead of winning, choose to be happy. You know, are you, and some people are like, but I have to, you know, I have to be right, or it has to be my way. That is a control thing. That's a very third chakra thing. Why do you feel that you have to have that control? Why does it always have to be like that? I am no stranger to this kind of thing, because I know I had to go through, you know, letting go of things the way I wanted them to be. And I realize that I've had to be okay with that. And I've had to shift and bring in a new perspective. And I have done some work with this for years now, and I'll continue to do it. Now, they kept bringing this in. They kept saying to me yesterday, after I brought that one in, this one about trying not to be perfect, don't try to be perfect, just choose to be happy and free your heart to love without competition. Just the competition. I mean, I'm not talking about sports and fun. I'm talking about this competition with everybody else. I mean, do we really need to do that? Because nobody can take what's rightfully yours away from you. And you really can't take something that belongs to somebody else. So that's the energy of competition we're talking about right there. You know, the world kind of spins up in that. Like, I want to be the best one, or I want to be this, or I want to be that. And everybody can truly love what they do, and everybody's a winner. You know, that's the dynamic of a new energy and a new thought. And that's a transformation that is working its way through us now. And I'm excited about that. The other thing that I noticed that I was experiencing was how much energy I had all of a sudden, and how I really wanted to, I had this desire and this craving for water. I don't know if anybody else has experienced that, but I had to have more water than I normally drink, and I had to change the type of water I was drinking. Well, I always had filtered water. I've always been very cautious of that. And spring water and different things like that. But then it was like, let's use the ozonator, you know, the ozone, put the ozone in the water. And I thought, okay, let's do that. I drink this ozone water. It was a big difference for me. I'm not trying, I don't work for them. I don't promote it. And to be quite honest, it was something sort of new to me, because I've always, you know, used spring water. And I thought, well, let's see what this is about. Well, whatever it was, it helped knock out. It was kind of like, take this and it's going to clear it out. Now, as far as my energy for being just in that moment, and they let me know what we need for our health, and they always have done that, whether it's intuitively eating, intuitive for the health of my animals, go this way, go that way. No, this is good. This is not good. I've lived by that for my wellness and my health and my own life. And this was coming through like that. Like one time, I guess it was about a year ago, it was, you need some coconut milk now. Okay, let's drink coconut milk. Well, whatever was happening, it resolves it. So it was like the body needed this, and I connected, and it let me know that. This was happening with the water, and it was a lot of water. So here I am drinking all this water. And it really did make a difference. It was huge. And then I noticed that there was more things that I needed to do. I had cravings for, you know, really, really healthy food. I eat healthy anyway, but this was like overboard, like keep going with more of it. And I thought, wow, okay, we're having this interesting shift of desire in. And it was easy. It wasn't like, okay, I really should cut back on eating this or that. It was more, you were eager to do it and you wanted to do it. I'm telling you all of this because, you know, people that are working on this, like I want to clean it up, or, you know, some of my students that are taking that workshop, you know, they've been really feeling this big purging and shifting and changing. And it will also happen with whatever habits you're trying to break, whether it's a diet habit or if it's, you know, maybe a reaction that you have in certain situations. That's a habit. That's a reaction versus a response. A reaction happens like before you even think about it. And they were coming through. Those angels were coming through with just very spot on. Do this, not that. not this, do that. I mean, it was very to the point. And the happiness level of the connection, because I was grounded and I felt very, oh, I'm right here. I'm good. It was just coming in so clear. And that's what I want to help you do. I want to help you learn how to do that. I want to help you know you can do that. Now, when the emotions get engaged with this energy that's revving up for that lunar eclipse on Saturday, and you're already going to be feeling it, and you're going to be feeling it for a few weeks after it. It gradually builds to the momentous time, you know, the event, and then it will start to move out. But it's a full moon. It's still a full moon, and it's about what you need to let go of and what you need to move through. Now, they also told me about the grounding being so important. So I couldn't believe that this was actually timed for this one again. That's what I love. I love that they let me know how to do this and when. So stay with that and think about a positive intention that you could focus on. And when we come back, we're going to keep going with this. We're talking about grounded spiritual connections. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you are just tuning in. And we're talking about grounded spiritual connections and why that's so important with all this energy and all this change and all these things going on out there. One of the biggest things the angels came through after they gave me that major one, you know, that first one, like, stop what you're doing right now and tell them to stop trying to be perfect. Just choose to be happy. It was very direct. I put it out there and then I went back to trying to finish my day. And this went on for a couple more hours. So like they would just stop me and tell me something else. So I had to just go with that. And guess what? I didn't get all of my lists done yesterday. And you know how that can make you feel? You know how you can feel like, oh, I've got to get all these things done. I've got all the, I was feeling the ramping up. And then they were saying, just do this. And when you just trust that it's taking you in a different direction, it was a great example for exactly how to handle this energy. Just let it show you something else. Let it show you a different way or a path. And allow it to be different. Allow it. It's okay. Allow it to be different. So I went, you know what? I see exactly what they're saying. And they've been telling me to say, and it is the way it is. It's just like, this is the information that I want to share, is when you feel it pushing at you like that to go faster, stop. Just stop, take a deep breath, and ask. Like, literally, a deep breath, ask, okay, this is pushing me, like, into a frenzy, and that's not the energy that I want to do. Just making an awareness of it. And when you just stop and do the opposite, where, you know, you feel like you have to go faster, do the opposite and slow it down. Take a couple of deep breaths and ask for some clarity on it. And then go back and say, you know what? Let me see if there's a better way I can do this. They were guiding me and showing me that there's a better way to balance your life, have harmony, and fill it with love. Fill it with love for yourself, not being hard on yourself if it's not going the way you expected. It really was this battle of my ego wanted to knock out the list, you know, and my higher self and the angels were like, that's great, Jen, you've got this list, but we're going to do it this way. And they took me by surprise. They did. And I was actually elated by it. I couldn't believe how much energy I had. Because I allowed them to show me, okay, what are we going to do? And I just threw it out there and we did it. And it was amazing. And I was sharing it with everybody on my Facebook. So, you know, people, some of you may have seen that. And I've written everything out. It's in the post for this on my website if you want to read through these. But it's on the post for this show. But they were just coming right through with it, just saying, let's do it like this. So some more of the information they came through with was living in harmony, balance, filled with love for one another. When we are in harmony and balance, we can be filled with love for one another. If you are not in harmony, you're out of balance, how can you give that? How can you have it for yourself? It's usually going to be the opposite effects. So they were saying, just slow down, you know, it's okay. It's going to simplify. Life is going to be different. We want to show you that it can be different. It doesn't have to be driving you so hard. And it's about choosing to use this energy when you go into that frequency of joy or happier and allowing yourself to just breathe gently. You're lifting your frequency very quickly to ride the energy wave of this whole thing in a much more positive way for a better outcome, because this is a manifesting quickly time. You can really manifest quick. So the lunar eclipse and all that moon energy that we feel, you know, some people that are very sensitive to that, you know, feel like it just yanks them all over the place. And maybe you are feeling very down, but I want you to look at that feeling down as, what is it trying to show you? It's trying to show you that there is another way. So when you don't feel like there's another way or you don't feel like there's any hope, what I'm here to say is they're coming through saying it's just the opposite. There's so much. So if your focus is not so positive, or you're worried about what might go wrong, or you're worried about that you can't hold on to something the way it is, why are you holding on to it like that? Why are you trying to keep a relationship that needs to go away? Why are you trying to hold it together? Why are you trying to do that? Maybe it needs to change. Maybe it does. And these are questions that only you can answer. But if you were to take a positive intention, just, you may not feel real positive right now, but I want to say, if you have that intention to truly shift that intention to a positive outlook, that's all you need to get started. It really is. You can start there. Once you go there and you ask for that assistance and help, can you help me shift my perspective in this? Can you help me lift my frequency? I ask that all the time if I don't feel it. And they do. And then once they help me get there, it's kind of like help me get back up on the horse. Then they let me keep going. And then you take over and you keep going. But once you get up there, then be proactive. But if you need help getting up there, you can ask for that. They do want you to learn and know to do that yourself. But you can get help when you need it. So don't not ask. Ask. Because everybody deserves a little boost sometimes. So if you were to take 5 minutes of looking at a situation in the complete opposite. The complete opposite. So your key with all this energy that you might be feeling right now is, what's sticking out? What is bothering you the most, or what's affecting you, or what are you feeling unsettled about? I mean, everybody has a different way. You may not be a feeler. You may just feel more impatient. You may feel more agitated, or you get irritable or angry at something quickly. Or maybe you're just wanting to feel love, you know, all over. What is it that you're feeling? What is it? That's what you want to pay attention to and ask for some clarity on, and ground into that emotion. Ground into it. Put those feet on the ground, feel them on the ground, and say, I want to anchor into this, embrace what this is trying to teach me so I can heal it, or I can release it, or I can enhance it if it's a good one. Maybe you are happy. I cannot believe how I feel in the last few days. And I went through this weird, where it kind of took me in a weird direction, and it kind of felt like I was being pulled backwards at one point. And I even felt physical discomfort. And then after I just stayed with it, it was gone. And then I came out of it the way I am now. And it's, you know, hey, I'm cool. Now, I know things go up and down every day, and they will for me, and that's being realistic. But in the old ways, old things will try to creep up. You know, you can bet they will. Because when you're learning something new and you're really improving yourself, doesn't it seem like there's always that thing that'll try to, you know, creep up and try to knock you off course, right? It's really not to try to knock you off course. It's more to test your strength and your new skills. If you looked at it that way, it would really help you smile and go, oh, okay, I must be improving, because there's a little example of what I have to practice going through and reacting or responding, you know, differently. I'm not going to let it do that to me. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm going to be in this place where I don't need to worry about that anymore. I don't feel that attachment that pulls me or yanks me all over the place anymore. That's the best part. Absolutely the best part. Now, it will try. And when you feel that it's creeping up, think of it like when it tries to resist what you're doing, think of it like a child that's frightened and needs someone to know they need to know somebody cares about them. if you think of it that way and approach it that way, it's really helpful because these are parts of you that need to be honored and loved just as much as the good parts, if you want to call it that. But all these other shadow sides of you or these other emotions that feel a little darker, that's it. They are darker. They need a little more light. They need a little more love. And maybe you'll see that in someone else too. That's exactly where it needs a little bit more light shine there. So if you're focusing attention and your intentions on love and forgiveness for yourself and for others within your own life, don't worry about what somebody else's journey is. Work on your own right now, because that is going to contribute the most to what we're all trying to build in a better place here. Okay. But we have to do our own part. We can't be worrying about doing somebody else's. That's trying to control again. That's an ego response. So it's about focusing those intentions on what we really want, on love, forgiveness, and let this energy like lift you in and let it show you what you need to tweak, what you need to improve, or what you need to let go. So this is an incredible opportunity for that. And you can enjoy a beautiful picturesque moon at the same time if you want, if you're in a place where you can see that. I really want to help you soar through this energy. I really want to help you soar. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to walk you through a five to seven minute meditation that will really help you with this energy that's coming through right now to help you embrace this. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about grounded spiritual connections. We'll be right back after the break.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been diving deep into grounded spiritual connections. And a lot of what the angels had brought me yesterday to share with you, I've written it all out. If you go to my website for the post for this show, you'll see it written out. The biggest thing was this is a great opportunity. They don't want you to miss the opportunity to utilize the energy that's flowing all around us right now to truly release, heal, and receive what you need into your life and to let it change up if it needs to change up. So what I thought I'd do right now is take about 5 minutes in this last segment and just walk you through how you can put your intentions into this to utilize this energy. So if you're driving around, obviously keep your eyes open, please. We would like for you to keep your eyes open if you're driving. But we always have an archive of the show if you want to grab it for later. But if you are in a place where you can close your eyes, go ahead and close them for a moment. And be aware of any sounds or anything you hear around you. Because when you close your eyes, you notice how much louder that is, right? And just breathe gently and comfortably. You don't have to worry about it being a certain way. Just take a full breath in. Allow your breath to come in. And just release it slowly. And shrug your shoulders a little bit so you're relaxing down. And you may be hearing crazy noises like traffic or horns. Or you may hear children playing. Or you might hear birds. Or maybe you just hear quiet. Allow whatever is around you to be in its own space and energy. It's doing its own thing, and it's not affecting you. You're still in your space. You're still in your energy, and your energy, you feel it lifting and becoming lighter, and you feel this amazing pull that energy has. You know, that full moon energy can do interesting things with the wave, you know, with, you know, how it affects water. Well, it's going to feel, think of it that way, with your own body. And just think about what emotion, what thought, what concern in your life is troubling you the most. You have to identify it so you can work it out. Whatever that is, ask for assistance to see a different perspective on that. Say, I would love to see a more positive solution, a more positive approach, a new way to improve what I'm trying to do here. Anything like that. However it works for your situation, just simply ask and have thankfulness and receive it like you've already got it, like you already know what it is. Whether you know it or not, just do it. And allow your breath to keep coming in, and you feel yourself getting lighter and lighter, and you're allowing the energy to just clear you out of all of that dark, lower, dull sadness, all that sludge energy, I call it. And feel lifted and safe. Big one right there. Feel safe to know that you can choose a better path. You can choose a better path. You can choose a better lifestyle. You can choose to do the things you love, and it's not going to hurt anybody. You can choose a better way. You can choose a better way. You don't have to try to win anything. You can just simplify life. You can find balance. And as you release this out, let that energy that feels so intense around you, that seems to be, you know, causing a few things there, here and there, to show you clearly what you can release and let go of. And it will. All you need is that intention. So I'm not trying to make this complicated. I'm trying to show you that just in walking around in town or walking and doing your daily chores or whatever it is you do, you can simply have an intention for something more positive. And just doing that will help you get there. And once you start to feel it clicking, then you can get more proactive and keep building on that, because you do want to get proactive in it. You'll start choosing healthier foods, or you'll start to feel more energetic to take more of a walk or exercise, or maybe say something kind to another person, and maybe say something kind to yourself as well. It's important to allow yourself space while you're growing and learning, and also to have that compassion for someone else doing the same. That is really an important one right now. And I want you to know this can help you so much and manifest much quickly. So keep those positive intentions in your focus. And when the darker ones come in, just replace them with something else. Just immediately replace it with something else. Just like, I hear you, but we're going to think like this now. Just replace it. You might have to do it a lot some days. Just do it. I'm telling you, it will work. It will. Now, I just want to say before we go off the air, I'm really excited. I'm going to lighten it up here because we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate April 4 lunar eclipse, because I'm going to come and hang out with Brian Sullivan on the Brian Sullivan Show at WBLQ this Saturday at 7 a.m. What do you think about that, Brian?
Oh, it's going to be the very best. You're going to be the best. Yes.
Okay. You're going to move over and make room for me, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate this move. Yeah, we're really being brave, right? We're going to go in there and we're going to show, okay, we're going to celebrate and have a party at 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern. And you know, that is my better half's birthday. Did I tell you that?
Yes, absolutely.
I did. I don't know if I told you that, but you know, if you're hanging around on Saturday, tune in to WBLQ Saturday morning, because I'm going to come hang out. We're going to have some fun on the Brian Sullivan Show. If you are interested in anything or any of the topics or what I've been talking about today and where it's written out, what the angels had given me, that's right over on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I also have in the giveaway right there on the Transformation Talk Radio site, for the workshop, I have a special offer right in there if you want to click through that. The information is as well as on my website if you want to join in with the students. They're really digging in and learning so much, and they've been a real blessing to me as well. I want to say thank you to everyone that listens. I love being here with you every week, and I hope that everything I bring you helps you in your life and on your journey. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.